All right, guys, we're still here at the Kigali International Airport, and I have with me right now the interim manager of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. And after a goalless draw right here in Kigali, we would like to have his assessment. Good evening to you, coach.
Good evening, sir.
All right, so Nigerians would like to know what your assessment of the game is today, goalless draw against Rwanda. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, it was an impressive performance by all standard, but I know we came here with a game plan, not for a draw, to get maximum points, which is 3. Unfortunately, we didn't get it. You know, the Rwandese, yeah, they respect us a lot. We do the same as well. And if you look at a game in an open play, yeah, they possess the ball very well, but in their half. And the way we structured was to find way, you know, gaps behind them and try to go for goals. In an open play, I think we dominated a little bit, and then we created chances. And, you know, I've always told the boys, our boys, that goal is always strength. You know, when you score goal, you're going to open up. We had a couple of open chances that we could have buried, you know. So even at that, we still got stuck in the game. And general assessment, I would say I'm impressed because Nigerian African football has really, really developed. Although the Rwandese, they were jubilating after the game, which means they felt we should have lost the game. But however, we lost a couple of chances. They didn't get any clear-cut chance. We scored a goal. Everybody in the world in that stadium knew it was a goal. Only one person thought otherwise, which is the referee. But it's quite unfortunate. But getting the drill, you know, far away from home, I don't think it's a bad result at all.
Talking about the goals, chances not converted, it does seem like we had more chances, more glaring chances in today's game than the one we played against Benin Republic a few days ago. Benin Republic, we were more clinical. We got all the 3 goals needed, and that was a huge boost coming into this game. We had 9 goals on target, 9 shots on target. What was the missing point that we couldn't convert just one?
No, defensively, I think they were tight as well. They defended in numbers. They put a body on the line. And you can see they're blocking balls from the goal line. The goalkeeper for me was man of the match from their side. And they were lucky, we were a little bit unlucky that some of those balls were coming directly to him. If he had gone to a bit of an angle, it would have been another different story. Yes, the boys have told him, when you're in the box, you are the Lord, you are the boss. So any little touch can, you know, can attract a penalty. But again, you know, you can't really blame them. It can happen in football. This is something we need to improve on, because if we're clinical in front of goals, I think we should be beating teams. We should be scoring more than 3 goals in every game, and we'll work on that.
Going forward, Libya will be next. What would you be looking forward to? That's next month we're talking about.
Yeah. I have been given a mandate to handle 2 games. I want to say I'm very pleased with the boys, and of course, thanks to NFF leadership. And all the boys supported me. They gave me 100% in terms of discipline and you know, working hard. It ends today, which is the 2 games mandate. And I can't talk about Libya now because I've not been told. But however, I can talk about Libya a little bit in case we have another coach. We can sit down together. I want to be closer to the team as a TD, and I can give inside story, inside information that we need to be able to overcome Libya. No team is a pushover anymore, but with this spirit that these boys have exhibited, from what I've seen, going forward, we have a very bright future.
Thank you very much, coach.
My pleasure, sir.